Okay. It's Wednesday evening, 11:18:20. We're still doing the no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. This is called the no-escape clause. No-escape clause, kind of like the Santa Claus, or this is the no-escape clause. All right, one of the most misunderstood books in the Bible is the book of Revelation. When the Lord gave John the revelation, I'm sure he didn't intend for it to be so misunderstood and so misinterpreted. Through Satan's deception, I believe some things have been skewed. But for the most part, I just really believe that we were not to understand it until the time that it was unsealed. And I'm going to turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 12. We're going to start with verse 1 there. Everybody there? And at that time shall Michael stand up, the chief prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. What book is that? Book of the ones written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when there's a time of trouble on the earth like we've never seen, I mean, that we've had two world wars, but even that, I mean, I'm sure all nations, since I was two, I wasn't even around when those happened to know. But to think about today and how everything in the world is affected, and through the internet, now it's like everything is just right there. It's not some war, some off far away. It's like it's right in your backyard. Such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, Daniel, let me say something there. Don't ever feel like what you share, that it's not noticed. Right here. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So when the Lord leads you to speak to people, whether they'll hear you or they won't hear you. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. There's never been a time on the earth that knowledge has been the way it is. I mean, it's just, there's lots of things we don't even know yet. The knowledge and the technologies and different things that have been suppressed and hidden from us, that had been around for a long time. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Now I want you to remember that. Times, time, times, and half a time. Okay. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for thy words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 5 and 30 days. But go thou thy way to the end, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Well, this is what I think this time is. I personally believe that the executive order that the president made on 12/21/17 is the abomination of desolation, and it has been stopped. Through this executive order, the property of persons involved in serious human rights and abuse and corruption. This is what the president started seriously pursuing. That's what the reason the COVID was used as a cover to keep people's attention on that and off of what was really going on. Off of going into these tunnels all over the world and rescuing children on a daily basis. We have seen, I think the last 2 days, I saw one was like 200 children, another was like 180 children, something like that, of them recovering these children. And this has been going on for months. Every few days you hear about some big, massive group that they've taken down from child and human trafficking. To me, the sacrifice, these was the sacrifice. This was the sacrifice. The abomination. What could be more abominable than taking innocent children, sodomizing them, draining their blood off, drinking them, sometimes killing them, and then eating them? This is what, if you go read through the Old Testament and you look at the judgments on Israel, it's because of this right here. He'd scatter them for 70 years, send them into Babylon. In fact, through that process, the true Jews are all over the world still to this day because of being scattered because of this kind of stuff. Nearly every Old Testament prophet seems that they were prophesying against the people because of this right here. See, that's the Antichrist sacrifice. And the one thing in the world, or the false prophets coming out of, is the Vatican. It's part of the three city states. Talk about the temple. A lot of people in the world look at it as the church. The church. Now we don't. We know better. But a lot of people do. Okay. With that, and just keep that in mind. As I've been telling you, the four-phase cycle of the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. Now, it has to do with the feast, and I'm not that up on the feast days and all these things, but there's been like four different things that have transpired that coincide with the feast that Israel, that were laid down in the Old Covenant. All right. As I've been telling you, the four-phase cycle of the Son of Man in the heavens, it shows that the wandering star Jupiter, which represents Melchizedek, will overtake the wandering star Saturn, which represents Satan, on 12/21/20. This is 3.5 years plus 1 month, the space of days, the 1,290 days. And then verse 12 stresses that it is those that make it to the 1,335 days. And I don't know if I'm making that, y'all are making that connection, but I see that as it's just about that time space from when this was, it's the same date, 12/21/17. Now it's 12, it's going to be 12/21/20. Okay. All right, Genesis 1:14 says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. God's show has been going on in the heavens since He made the stars for man to see if he could discern. Not astrology, astronomy. Okay. Jude 11 through 13 talks about stars here, and it says they're interchangeable. They're either angels or actual stars. Literally and figuratively is what the Strong says. God has been showing us what's been happening for a long time. Now, His first coming was foretold in the sky. We're going to look at that. This is Matthew chapter 2. What would be such a big deal that His second coming's also being declared in the sky? All those blood moons that happened, I got a couple of books, one by Hagee and somebody else, all about this right here, that it was signs of the times. Probably ought to go back and look at them now. I might understand it better than I did before. Okay, this is Matthew 2, 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. See it? Time. The time the star appeared. They knew the exact moment this was going to transpire by following the stars. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. It says they went into the house here, verse 11. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. So God brought wise men from the east. They followed the star, the signs in the heavens, to come and bring provision. It kept them going until it was safe to come back, until Herod died. Okay. God has let us know all along what's going on. It's just that we have not understood. We've not been taught. We've taught, oh, stay away from that astrology mess, you know. Well, that's true. Stay away from astrology. But astronomy is a different thing. God did make the stars. The decree of all human trafficking to cease and all assets seized has been ongoing since then. The deep state is still moving forward with their plan to implant their mark through the COVID scam and the Great Reset. As I read to you before, they plan to go into effect by the end of this year and the beginning of 2021. The end of the 1335 days, I believe, the date that I counted from that, whether this is true or not, is 2421. We'll see how it plays out. A lot of is going on behind the scenes right now. Some leaders that we thought were on board with our present are showing that they are turncoats at this time. The loyal ones are remaining quiet. Lots happening. A lot's going down right now. And now with this announcement today that's not really public yet, so to speak, you know, I'm going, oh, mama. For those that are listening to the tape, we had heard that the Supreme Court had ruled in favor The president won the election by default because the voter fraud was so bad, but also that even if it was just in Michigan, fraud, it invalidates the whole election. Even if it was just in one state, that is enough to call it. Yeah. So, you know, if it was going on in one state, what prevented them from doing it in every state? I'd be willing to say probably all 50 states had some voter fraud of some kind. I mean, they're already uncovering that Obama took it away from Mitt Romney. And he probably took it away from McCain, if it all be uncovered. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that the reason Hillary, they were not expecting, they didn't pad it enough, and then Donald Trump won such a big, by a big margin, about 75%, they say, that they didn't, it took them by surprise. And then this time they overdid it, and where all the precincts, most all of them, where they did this stuff, they got more votes, and there's people registered to vote in those counties. So they went overboard, thought, well, we're going to do it right this time where there's no chance, but they did it so big that they just showed themselves even more so to be the frauds they are. All right, now with that, I want to turn to Revelation 13. You can see with the COVID push that they're trying to terrify people and push them into this mark. I read something else just a couple of days ago about this person, the ones that take the trial, that had did a trial, that they've killed God in me. They've killed God in me. They think that it's actually altering their DNA. Yeah. And well, let me just tell you this. It ain't going to happen. It isn't going to happen. They're not going to do it. They got some people so afraid of that vaccine, and they've got people in other countries, they're in the streets revolting right now against it. The ones that are trying to implement the Great Reset. All right, Revelation 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And we know that's a conglomeration of nations. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Sounds like the media, doesn't it? They're blabbing their lies all over the place. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and the power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Well, it's all the ones that come under his jurisdiction. United States and Israel, they won't be under his jurisdiction. And according to Nasera Jassera, the however many other nations that are involved in it won't either. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the one slain from the foundation of the world. So it says the ones that have been written in the book of life, that Daniel, we saw in Daniel, they won't worship him. So it tells me if you don't know Jesus, you're already marked. You will naturally just follow that way, because that's the way it's been. If you don't know God and you're not following God, then you naturally gravitate to that, the fallen nature of man. If any man hath ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. Did you hear that? We've been praying that Haman's been hung on the gallows, and the very thing that they have done to us is happening to them. Isn't that what that said? He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and didn't live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is the objective of this great reset. And I was reading here where it says the miracles. They'd have tricks. Trickery. It's not by divine power. It's trickery. That's all the devil has. That's all he uses. That's how we've been scammed by their medical system. We've been scammed. Just like the Lord showed me back those years ago in that place we went about these machines. They use trickery to trick people, scare people. Give them false readings from these tests. They'll think those tests are just everything, and they'll go and take them, and then they'll tell them they're sick, and then they'll believe it. And then they'll speak it, and then they'll have it. Just tricks. That's all they've got. Their lasers that they're shooting out, starting the fires in California and the different places that they've done their stuff, all their manipulation with the weather and all those things. Satan's trickery. You know, with Pharaoh's bunch, old Jannies and Jambres, you know, they tried to help their people. But I tell you what, when the flies came and the frogs came and all that stuff, guess what happened? They just made more flies and more frogs. They couldn't do anything. They could not do anything but evil. They could not do any good. They couldn't help their own people with their trickery. I'm telling you, they hadn't helped any of our people either. We've watched their trickery. We watched their machines with their trickery deceive people. It killed our mother, scared her to death, literally. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak. I believe that's internet, TV, whatever you want to call it, television, whichever. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, say he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. They were saying the other day that Sleepy Joe, that what he was going to tell people, he was going to pay off their loans, and then he was going to tell them, if you want other things, then you have to do what we say. See, it's like, here's an animal that you want the animal to do what you want them to do, so you give them something. And then they want more, and so you keep giving them stuff until you got them caged. You are totally, completely under their control, and you'll do exactly what they say. You'll take their vaccination. You'll take their mark. You'll do whatever they say. That's what they're trying to do. Okay. All will not receive the mark. This is one of the lies the churches believe. No, only those under the EU probably, or Germany is the head of that. Not sure how many nations are in the EU at this time. I don't know. Possibly many in the United Nations even will also be sucked into this, because the United States is in the United Nations, and I know the president wants to get out of the United Nations, and probably through this, they probably will, because of the ones he thought it was his allies. It's proven that they are not. Like Israel's prime minister and England's prime minister. Both have showed their colors. And maybe that was the purpose of it, so he could find out who was with him and who was not. All right. the fake president-elect who has now been formally served through Congress that he is not the president-elect. There was a document that showed that the Congress said, you are not the president-elect. So he is not. I don't care what the media says, the lying media, he's not. All right. Those that think Biden won, oh, Lord, they're going to be weeded out too because they've committed treason. I was telling Danny that today, that because they did what they did and it was false, they are implicated and they can be tried as traitors because they have betrayed the United States of America. Okay. I was thinking about, it's interesting that the electoral votes were transferred to a server in Germany. You know how I feel about Germany and it, the Hitler Germany. But it comes to find out it was not Germany. It was, they were in Germany, but it was the CIA. That agency that has, well, killed JFK, you know, that's deep state, that's been rogue for a long time. This is what is discouraging. It makes me want to boo-hoo when you start to try to tell a Christian these things. They have been indoctrinated by traditions of men that nullify the Word of God. They just cannot grasp that there will be no rapture. God has never been about escape. He's been about rescuing, but he's never been about escape. But then he said, go occupy after the rescue. We're fixing to come into a time that we're going to have the opportunity to bring a lot of people into the fold. Because really the judgment's not till after the 1,000 years. And so we're going to have a lot of time to take the gospel and get people on the right side of things before the end truly is here. So now you know, without any hindrances, there's a scripture, I forget where it is, it may be in Isaiah, where it says, you'll come up to somebody and ask them if they know the Lord. Say, you don't have to ask if they know the Lord, because they'll all know the Lord. Can you imagine that? As much as it's been so bad and so nasty and so vile, and you feel like you can't even talk to Christian people. They're just, you know, they just don't want to hear it, or they just act like, well, they're just dumb. It's like dumb as a rock. They don't perceive anything. And it's real hard to talk to them. It's hard, real hard to get any leeway. I think probably some old boy off the street, don't know nothing, you probably talk to him better than you can a Christian. Especially a career indoctrinated Christian. You know what I'm saying? Been in it all their life, and you're not going to change their mind. But anyway, they just cannot grasp that there will be no rapture. God has never been about that. Never. This is not the time for escape, but it's the day of all hands on deck. Whether you're a digital soldier, a truth teller, a prayer warrior, law enforcement, or military, it's time for all of us to unite and do our parts. That's what's happening right now. It's taking all of us to overthrow the beast and his satanic system. God is rescuing us out of this system, and he will eradicate it from the earth. I used to think this not too long ago that, well, you know, they're going to do all this and then they're going to have to do it all over again. Well, they will in 1,000 years, but and then I got to thinking about it. To this extent that's happening, no, it's too big. Because it wouldn't be very long before the swamp would start to form again. And this would all start over again. And I'm thinking, no. I don't think it's just going to be a few years. I mean, some of the best prophets that you trust the best are saying, well, we got a good 10 years ahead. I'm thinking, 10 years ahead? All this for 10 years? No! That's my biggest prayer. Lord, show the church the truth. Help them to discern this time. Those who won't come in line, they're old guard. And maybe the Lord will take them on. I don't know. I don't know. I have all the answers, but it seems like all of this, taking out the deep state all over the world. Well, see, you know, the line's been drawn. We're seeing a separation right now. You're going to see who the sheep and the goats are. God says he's taking them out. We're really not taking them out. I mean, we have our part to play, but God is taking the swamp out. Okay. All right. We got to all unite and stand by with each other and not squabble, not divide, not fuss, but get together and get this done. Keep praying for the present. It's time to unite. It's taking all of us. Okay, God is rescuing us out of this system, and he will eradicate it from the earth. As we know, the beast and his cohorts are going to be sealed in the pit. It indicates to me that all of them would have to be sealed, even though it says the devil. But I figure that means him and his bunch. Now that we know that there is not going to be some secret catching away, no escape clause, we can now move on and start obeying the Lord. To me, it's been a sabotage through the futurism doctrine, through that little girl having a dream and somebody taking it. What do doctrines do? What do the doctrines of men do? They nullify the Word of God. God's saying, occupy. Stay focused. Set your face like flint. Speak to things. Change things. And we're all over here saying, oh, fly away, oh, glory. Is it true? It's time to obey the Lord. The disciples were instructed to go and tarry for the Holy Ghost power so they could take the gospel into all the nations, to every creature. He laid down this commission for us too. I want to look at those. Acts chapter 1 will be the first one. No, look over here, over here, over here. When we should be looking over here, over here. It's been the devil's tactic all along. He's still doing it. The deep state does it all the time. Make a big false flag event. Everybody watch this event over here while everything's really taking place over here. I think Q posted it. Look there. No, look there. Look over here. No, look over there. Anything to divert attention away from what is really going on, to expose them for who they are and what they're doing. I'm thinking if the church had gotten a hold of this a long time ago, we wouldn't be here. Acts 1:8. Jesus said to the disciples, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Sometimes it makes me, I wonder about it. Lord, would you have come a whole long time ago if been able to do this if your church had not gotten sidetracked? It had gotten so bad. This isn't God's fault that it happened. It's our fault that it happened. On our watch, it happened. That's why we have to correct it. We can't leave it for our kids, grandkids to do, or President Trump to do, or anybody else to do but us. All right, Matthew 28. God, in his mercy and compassion, is going to give us 1,000 years of peace so that he wants everybody, nobody left behind. Nobody. We know there will be some, even at that, even in his mercy. You know, you think about the children of Israel and all the stuff he did for them, and he was just over and over trying to get them to get on board. And some of them, they just weren't going to do it. I guess there'll always be people that just ain't going to do it. All right, this is Matthew 28, 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, which that word's not translated right. It should be the end of the age. See, we're coming to the end of the church age, this dispensation, and we're getting into a new age, the kingdom age. The next one's Mark 16. Verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In this day and time, that takes on a new meaning, doesn't it? If they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. When you find out that they've been trying for, centuries. Hurt you, harm you. The Lord gave us the earth to occupy. He will not interfere unless we petition Him. I think probably maybe this is why He hasn't come before He has. We're all waiting for that secret rapture to happen, you know. Not all of us, but some. There's still lots. They're still doing that. But He won't interfere. He gave the earth lease to man 6,000 years. He is a gentleman. He's like a landlord. When you rent something, your landlord doesn't just bust in anytime he wants to. He's got a protocol he has to follow. And this is what God did. He gave man the earth and told him to occupy the earth. Did man do it? Well, maybe somewhat at some times, but for the most part we see, you know, there's a big portion of the earth that's, I mean, Satan took out pretty well, he was at the top of the mountain, pretty well every mountain. But all those seven mountains, I heard someone, it was a young lady, I was looking on WeGo. I'm not saying she's a prophet or anything, but she had a word from the Lord, and it was about the Lord coming and taking down or putting God's people at the top of every mountain is what she's talking about. That the mountain, the seven mountains, she even mentioned the seven mountain mandate. She said that the devil had occupied all seven mountains, but God was going to change that and bring his strongholds down. It was very encouraging, a very encouraging word. Now I thought, well, I agree with her because that's the things the Lord has spoken to us about. Okay, so he's gave us for 6,000 years. So we have to ask permission. So we have to petition him for him to come and interfere with what we've given to him or what he's given to us for a time. Until the lease is up. I believe the lease is up. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. Prayers to pray. Y'all know this, but we're just watering you with the word concerning it. This is Matthew 6, verse 9. And we were supposed to be praying this all the time. Really, in verse 5, he says, And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, that they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I pray that a lot. I said, Lord, thank you that you deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, we need to remain diligent about that. All right, the next one is Revelation 22:20. This is something that the Lord spoke to Danny about. I need to make a correction here. I have been corrected, and I'm going to make a correction here. When I said that Charles Capps said that, you know, reading the scriptures is like praying the rosary, That was incorrect. Danny was reading Charles Capp's scriptures in one of his little books. And the Lord spoke to him that's like reading the rosary. He spoke to Danny, not to Charles Capp. So
he said you might as well be praying the rosary.
Yeah, you might as well be praying the rosary if you just do stuff and it's just a habit and it's just a rote. Yeah, okay, all right. I said, I hope I don't make that mistake again. Anyway, this is Revelation 22:20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. I'm trying to remember to say that several times a day. Lord, even so come, Lord Jesus. Do it quick. Quick. Do it now. All right. Help us, Lord, to make it to the 1,335 days. Proclaim this as much as you can. Lord, we want you. We make a demand on heaven. Call those things to be not as though they are. We want you to come. Pray for the scales to fall off the eyes of the believers. I think it's harder than the unbelievers. That they will come out of their stupor and see what is going on. It is because the five virgins, five of them woke up and prepared and went to work that we see this day. This is called the Great Awakening. The number five in Scripture means grace. The grace of God. We are graced for this time in history to do what He's called us to do. This ministry is graced, and its foundational scripture is Romans 5:17. And I'll read that. This commission is to bring the church out of Babylon. The Lord said Egypt, but it's the same thing. It's all the same, into the kingdom of God. So this is what this is about. Bringing people out of the Babylonian system. Just like it says in Revelation, come out of her, my people. Do not be partaker of her sins. He's bringing us out of the Babylonian system, and He's taking us into the kingdom age. That's what this transition is all about. Now I want to read Romans 5:17. This don't sound like no escape clause, I'm telling you for sure, Romans 5:17. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace, number five, and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So what did He put us here to do? Reign. Reign. That means occupy. You ought to go look up thrones. How much the Lord talks about men and their thrones. And when He comes, there's going to be thrones. There's going to be people ruling and reigning. He's going to come and He's going to reward those that woke up, did what they were supposed to do. They're going to have positions. They're going to be reigning. But those that wouldn't do it, not going to happen. I'm not saying they're not going to heaven, because I don't know. I don't know about all of that. I don't know about the ones that don't wake up, because there sure seems to be a lot. But I do know this, and we've heard it probably from Q, and we've heard it all over. You've been awakened for a reason, and we just need to keep doing what we're doing. Okay. I think that's going to do it.